When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And what a fun Thursday this is going to be. We have some PGA golf teeing off in about the next hour. Then we go to some early Major League Baseball games. They're going to start throwing the ball around about 11 o'clock this morning. And then we get to football tonight, both college and the NFL. So we have a full card for you. Let's lead off, as always, with football, though. We'd like to talk football the most here. That's the most exciting for me, anyway. National Football League, the Washington football team taking on the New York Giants. We gave you this play yesterday. We're playing the under 40 and a half. Looking at the real-time odds right now, the total, other than the Circus Sportsbook, which moved it to 41, most of the books still have it at 40 and a half. That's where we have the play. So the under 40 and a half between the red or the football team of Washington and the Giants is our play there. College game. The game we like is Louisiana Lafayette, the Ragin' Cajuns. This line opened at 22, dropped to 20. It's now inching back up to 20 and a half or 21, depending on the book. We got it locked in yesterday, of course, on the Ragin' Cajuns minus 20. We think Ohio's dysfunctional. We think Louisiana Lafayette has been undervalued now after a less than impressive victory over Nicholls State last week. But this is a good Ragin' Cajun team with Billy Napier. We think they try to impress tonight with a lot of eyeballs on them across the country as the only major college football game on the card. So we think the Ragin' Cajuns run it up on the Bobcats, and they will cover the 20 for us. Now, we'll give you the Friday plays. One of the Friday college football plays we released on our Monday podcast, the five early edition plays, and that was on Central Florida, the Knights taking it on Louisville. The line is still at 7 at most books. Sometimes you might be able to find it at 6.5. You can find 6.5. Please go grab it. But we played it at 7, and we still feel very good about it. Louisville, good quarterback, very respectable quarterback, but the defense doesn't have it for me. And offensively, other than the QB position, they haven't shown much in their first two games. Meanwhile, Central Florida, I think they are electric. And we talked about Gus Malzahn in his third game as the coach at Central Florida. We think they're getting his offensive system more and more by this week, and we think they'll take that leap to the next level, and they'll run away with this one by 2+ touchdowns. So we are still on Central Florida minus the 7 on Friday. Then in the Big Ten game, you got Big Ten football on Friday. That's kind of fun. It is Illinois taking on Maryland, and the Terps so far this year, 2-0. They beat West Virginia 30-24 as a 2.5-point dog at home. And then they beat the Howard Bison 62-0 last week. So Illinois has already played three games. And for the Fighting Illini, we know they beat Nebraska in the opener as a 6.5-point dog at home. So kind of a similar spread, by the way. They won that game 30-22. Then they hosted Texas San Antonio. They laid the 4.5, and they got beat 37-30. And then last week they went to Virginia as a 10.5-point dog and lost 42-14 in less than impressive fashion. So Illinois, 1-2 on the year, 1-2 against the spread, and 1-2 on the over-under number. So our play here is going to be the under 61. That is our play between these two teams. That West Virginia game for Maryland might be similar, the 30-24. That obviously went under the total. So I'm not seeing enough. I know Tagovailoa, Tua's brother's got a lot of potential, a lot of upside, could be one of the best quarterbacks in the Big Ten, but they haven't shown me quite enough on offense yet to sit there and say that they're going to be able to run up the score in Illinois and score 40-plus points, because I don't see Illinois scoring more than 20 in this game. That's just my hunch. So it tells me I think this game's going under the total. So we're going to do the under 61 between Illinois and Maryland. Next up, we're going to talk golf. There's golf today, folks. New season for us in the PGA, so we get to erase the record year to date. It's a brand new season. The FedEx Cup is over, so it's a new golf season, and our play this week is going to be Cameron Champ, plus 115, against Siwoo Kim. Back in 2019, Champ won this tournament at 17 under. He did not play last year. Meanwhile, Kim finished 49th at 4 under in 2019, and then he was 44th last year at 10 under. So we're going to play Champ, a defending champion on this course, so we know he can play it well, and we get him on the plus side at 115 for the tournament. Not playing the single day, one round matchup this time. We're going the full 4 days. That way we can enjoy 4 days of golf. So Cameron Champ is our play, plus 115 against Siwoo Kim. Next, let's go to Major League Baseball. First of all, congratulations to the Seattle Mariners. 12 consecutive games over the total. We thank you, Seattle. We needed to cash a ticket last night, and you delivered for us. Took extra innings, but you got the job done. Unfortunately, the Mariners do not play today, but we will play them tomorrow for over number 13 in a row. So, yes, we will play Seattle tomorrow on the over, but no game today for the Mariners, unfortunately. Let's give you our first baseball game. It's going to be Kansas City and Oakland over the 9.5. I'll tell you what, we've bet this game the last two nights, and after watching the last two nights, I think this is more of a slow pitch softball series. Game number one had 17 runs, 22 hits, and 10 walks. Game number two last night, 22 runs, 35 hits, and 9 walks. Yes, it is slow pitch softball. Let's play the over between Kansas City and Oakland today over the 9.5, because after watching those bullpens, there is no way that I could stomach playing either one of those teams because they would give me an ulcer. Then our next game, we're going to play another over, and this one we're going to go with the Cubs and the Phillies. Today the Phillies are throwing a spot starter out there in Medina. Hendricks going for the Cubs. The over-under is at 8. Some books are at 8.5. We're able to find it at 8. So we're going to play the Cubs and the Phillies over the 8 today to give us our second total play over the number. Then we're going to give you an early chalky money line play. We're going to play the Atlanta Braves, who have lost the first two games at home to Colorado, a team that doesn't play well on the road, by the way, but the Rockies are playing them really tough in this series. But today we're going to play the Braves. They have Anderson on the hill. And we're going to lay the number there, minus 175 with Atlanta against Colorado. The other really early game today is Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. And yes, Pittsburgh's on fire. The Pirates have won a couple against the Reds so far in this series. We believe the Reds will be able to salvage the final game of the series. Pittsburgh's throwing a starter. Melee going for Cincinnati. So we're going to lay the number with Cincinnati minus the 155. So we're going to parlay those two teams, Atlanta and Cincinnati, $100 parlay to pay out 158.53. And then we're going to go with two dogs today in baseball. Rarely do we give you dog plays, but today we're going to go two dogs out there because we think one of them at least should come in live and barking. The first game, we're going to play the Los Angeles Angels plus the 175 at the Chicago White Sox. Alex Cobb is coming off the DL, and he's going to pitch today for the Angels. He may be a little limited, but you know what? The Angels have been playing some decent baseball of late. So we like that spot. We like that value. And we're going to play the Angels plus 175 against the White Sox. And then in our finale, we're actually going to go to the Trop and we're going to fade the Rays for once. We really like what Detroit's doing lately. They've won 3 games in a row, won a couple against the Milwaukee Brewers. Today they got Alexander going on the hill. Tampa Bay, once again, more of those opener type situations. So this is going to be a bullpen game for the Rays. And I think at plus 185, we'll take the better starter in the battle between Detroit and Tampa. And once again, Detroit, really like what this team is doing. They are battling to try to get to 500 for the year. They're 70-76. They've been playing much, much better baseball for the last month or so. In their last 10 games, they're 6-4. And once again, they're riding a 3-game winning streak into the Trop. So meanwhile, Tampa Bay, by the way, is only 4-6 in their last 10. So in the last 10 games anyway, Detroit's even had the better record. So we're going to play them on the plus side, plus 185. So a lot of plays there, a lot of fun stuff. Let's recap it real quick. Golf tees off first. So if you want to get the golf in, get it in quickly. We're going Cameron Champ plus 115 against Siwoo Kim. Then we got baseball going on today. The early parlay, the Atlanta Braves and the Cincinnati Reds, $100 to pay out 158. We like the slow pitch softball game between Kansas City and Oakland going over the 9.5. We like the Cubs and the Phillies to go over the 8. And then we like two dogs today in baseball, Detroit plus 185 against Tampa Bay and the Angels plus 175 against the White Sox. We told you our two college football games, Washington and the Giants under 40.5, Louisiana Lafayette minus 20, and then we're giving you tomorrow's college football. We got Central Florida minus 7 and Illinois and Maryland under 61. That's a great card, everyone. As always, bankroll, responsibility, don't chase money, have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.